This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
So, Flossie, happy 110th birthday. Later today, Flossie's family is going to be coming out here to throw you a big birthday party. Are you excited for your party?
Not one bit.
It's time for Trash on the Table with LT.
Hey, and Archer Ash, always brought to you by the locally owned and operated TJC Mortgage. If you're looking to refinance, purchase, or get cash out of your home anywhere in the Southeast, these are the guys to do it. Getting a quick quote is free. It takes less than 10 minutes to see where you stand. Call them right now, 815-9200. Visit them online. Go to TJCMortgage.com. TJC Mortgage, you talk. Those guys will always listen. Dr. Dre working on a movie about the late singer Marvin Gaye, according to Variety. The rappers whose film credits include 2015 Straight Outta Compton, on which he served as a producer and an inspiration for the film, is in the early stages of getting the project off the ground. Now, there have been multiple attempts to give Gaye the biopic treatment. He was fatally shot in 1984 at the age of 44.
By his dad.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Family dispute in their L.A. home, yeah.
So it's a good ending for a movie.
Yikes. Yeah, so, I mean, you got to follow, don't you?
That's been the big problem is you've had guys like Cameron Crowe, James Gandolfini, Scott Rudin, and actors including Jesse L. Martin and Lenny Kravitz. They've tried to bring Gaye's story to the screen, but until now, none have been authorized by Gaye's family. But it looks like the most recent project was signed off by the Gaye estate.
Are you interested in this one?
Yeah, I am a little bit.
Yeah.
Ending's going to be interesting.
Well, I mean, you got to do that ending, right?
It's going to be a Father's Day weekend.
But, I mean, what do you do
what
after?
What is a true story ending where it was really uncomfortable?
They didn't, for Lincoln, Spielberg didn't even address it. He just had them getting in the coach to go to the theater.
That was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, everybody knows how it ends. But, I mean, but that's the problem. If you do a movie about Marvin Gaye, and Marvin Gaye gets killed at the end, how do you end the movie? If you do a movie about Lincoln, Lincoln gets shot in the end.
They show him, like, doing the Star Spangled Banner at the NBA All-Star Game, and they'll have, like, the credits in 1984.
But I'm saying, yeah, but if you include the actual ending, how do you end the movie?
Yeah.
What do you do afterwards? I mean, I think that's what they run into.
In a bizarre criminal case, a man has been charged with stealing two human toes from an exhibition displaying human corpses and organs.
Man, short toes.
Now, the 28-year-old appeared in court, charged with stealing two deceased human toes from the Body World's Vital Exhibition in Auckland on May 4th. Now, the toes, which have been returned to the exhibition, are valued at $5,500. I didn't know a toe was worth.
Yeah, I mean,
$2,750 a pop.
I haven't priced toes recently, but that's pretty steep.
If you got in a bind to pay mortgage, would you cut a toe off?
Well, the thing is, would you think somebody noticed? Like, hey, we were looking at the body exhibit. The exhibit hall, there's one missing two toes. We were looking at it. My son pointed it out.
I almost never wear flip-flops. So losing... But we've discussed this, like the pinky toe... Complete, or was it the pinky toe or the big toe that completely screws you up?
A pinky toe keeps your balance, but you need your big toe too. But I think pinky toe helps your balance.
But if you got rid of one of the middle ones,
you could do without it. Yeah, it'd just be a weird, like a ninja.
You'd be a little strange.
But again, I very rarely wear flip flops.
A lot of exhibitions I don't want to check out. How about this one? The Body World's Vital is a traveling exhibition of human remains that have been preserved.
Pass.
17,000 people have donated their body to this institute.
We've got donated.
Yeah, quote unquote.
Psychiatrist in Memphis is accused of striking at least 10 patients with a whip. Dr. Valerie Augustus is with Christian Psychiatrist Services.
Yeah, it's not very Christian of her.
Report from the Tennessee Department of Health alleges that she is using a riding crop on a patient in 2015. Investigators added that Augustus also made contact with other mental health patients with a riding crop, whip, or other object. Board has suspended her medical license for less than 60 days.
I would imagine it comes with a license suspension there.
I'm going to categorize this one as the really bad news of the day.
After a psychiatrist using a whip on someone?
This one in Indonesia. Rockstar, you know where I'm going, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a bad day.
We've got a man died of a severe head injury after a heavy coffin carrying his deceased mother fell on one of the male pallbearers at the funeral on Friday.
So his mom has passed.
Yeah. So here's what happens. You got a dozen male relatives carrying mother's coffin.
Big woman.
Yeah. To a traditional wooden stilt house in which dead bodies are stored during the traditional funeral ceremony.
Okay.
Video footage of the incident went viral on social media, which showed the crowd climbing a bamboo ladder to put the coffin inside.
Well, it seems like a bad setup right there. I got to climb a ladder with a coffin?
Suddenly, the ladder broke. Carriers lost control of the coffin. Coffin slides, hits dude in the head, lights out.
I mean, like, do you think
that's not how it actually read, but...
But, I mean, you shortened it. I think we can figure this one out.
We can do a two for one.
I mean, there's just so much...
Would you just put him in there?
It's just two for one.
So much in this. Number one, what kind of setup do we have where I've got to climb a ladder carrying a coffin? Now, that seems like a bad setup, right? In any circumstance?
Bamboo ladder.
That was number two. Do you think the bamboo ladder is rated for, like,
sturdy test? Does the uncle go over there?
It looks fine. So now we got 12 guys carrying, like as Rockstar said, if we got 12 pallbearers, good chance mom was a touch overweight. Wouldn't you say, Rockstar?
Yes, a little bit.
Yeah. Boy, who draws the short straw and gets on the back end of the coffin?
I got it.
I'm front right or front left.
No doubt.
The sun.
Yeah, if my hand slips,
lose control, I'm moving back.
That's correct.
Brown, you tell me if you could actually handle this. We've got a cafe in Doncaster. They offer a mega full English breakfast dubbed the Terminator 2. No one is yet to be able to finish this.
Okay, well, I've heard British food is awful. And you said this is in Great Britain, right?
Yeah, so it's the Shepherd's Place Farm Cafe. It serves a mammoth breakfast, including 8 sausages, 8 slices of bacon, 8 eggs, 8 hash browns, baked beans, tomatoes, and 8 slices of toast.
See, baked beans with breakfast. Why?
They always do it.
I know, but that is such a weird thing to have with breakfast. Don't you agree?
Yeah, but I like baked beans.
I do like baked beans, but I'm just saying with eggs and toast and sausage and bacon and hash browns, that seems like a weird combo.
But the baked beans that I've seen them serve for breakfast, they always look like the Van Camp straight out of a can.
Oh, God.
That's just a weird taste, though.
The picture of it, they surrounded it by toast. There's 8 pieces of toast. That would just give you the toast.
Toast alone.
They said this breakfast is more than 4,000 calories.
Boy, can you imagine?
Only costs $20.
Can you imagine all the salt from the bacon, though? 8 pieces of bacon? Do you remember there was a restaurant? Well, I can't say that on the air. They brought us food once, though. You remember that?
Well, give me a hint. What did they bring?
Well, it was their take on a bacon cheeseburger, and they went heavy on the bacon. And you took one bite, like...
Overwhelmed?
Yeah. I felt like I was in the desert all of a sudden. Like, I couldn't swallow.
Yeah, yeah. You licked one of those salt blocks.
Yeah, no saliva.
Well, okay, so this is the Terminator 2. They do have the Terminator, which is half the size of the Big Brother, and it costs $10. A lot of people are able to knock out the Terminator.
Yeah, I'll pass.
Okay, I got some dinner facts for you guys.
All right.
Number one, a teenager fooled an entire school and its officials by pretending to be a state senator. He was chauffeured, given a tour, and spoke to the high school students about being involved in politics. They only found out when the real senator showed up the next month.
I mean,
how would a teenager look like a state senator?
Not even believable.
Also, it shows for your school that nobody knows who you are and you're posing as a senator.
Sure, come on in.
You got to be pretty smooth to be able to do that.
Yeah, as a teenager.
Another dinner fact, walking through a doorway can cause memory lapses. That's why sometimes when we walk into another room, we often forget why we even came there.
I do it all the time.
It's like
don't
a new
you?
Chapter. It's like you turn the page because you're going to a new room.
Okay, but here's the 2018 version of that. I'll pick up my phone and I'll check Twitter and then I'll think I need to Google something based on what I saw on Twitter and I'll finish checking Twitter and I can't remember what I was going to Google. Does that ever happen to you?
You'll write it down because you say, I don't need to write it down. That's easy to
remember. I'm going to Google it in 2 minutes and then I get 2 minutes later and I open up the web browser on my phone and I'm like, I don't even remember what I was going to Google now.
Okay, where do you guys fall on this? Another dinner fact. Slow eaters were 42% less likely to be overweight or obese than fast eaters.
I've heard that.
Even normal speed eaters had a 29% lower risk of being overweight. I eat extremely too fast.
I tend to scarf. There's no doubt. I tend to scarf my food. But I tell you what is frustrating to me is when you're in a setting where you have to wait on the slow eater to be finished for everything to progress.
Well, you know, the proper etiquette is to pace with other eaters.
Well, and I try to do
which
that.
Which is tough to do.
But if you're the slow eater in a group of fast eaters, aren't you supposed to catch up with the fast guys?
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, you're at Christmas dinner. Like, I'll just go ahead and say this on the air. My brother is an extremely slow eater. And we're always waiting on him to finish, and the kids are wanting to open gifts, or it's Thanksgiving and you're wanting to get back in the living room and watch the game.
Or he's a storyteller and he hadn't even salted his meat
Now,
yet.
Is your brother skinny?
I mean, he's normal size.
I'm just seeing if we're debunking this.
Yeah. He's an extremely slow eater. I'll just call him out here on air.
I think what happens here is when you eat fast, you tend to eat more, right? Because you don't get as full. If you eat slow, then you'll fill up and you won't eat as much.
Right. Well, you pace yourself, but I eat fast. Even when I'm not... In a crunch, I'll just eat fast.
Okay, here's another dinner fact. Americans in Germany frequently get into trouble because they mow their lawns on Sundays and holidays, which is punishable offense in Germany. German law forbids making excessive noise on Sundays and holidays, as well as from 10 p.m. 10 p.m. to 7 a.m. on weekdays.
You would seem like if you're going to move to Germany, you would familiarize yourself with the laws there. That seems to be, if they're getting in trouble, it seems to be a common law.
I've got neighbors all around my house that cut their grass at, like, to me, the most inopportune times.
Like leaf blowers with the backpacks.
Well, like the other day, right when it started storming, like made the kids get out of the pool.
Yeah.
And there was like lightning in the area. Dude fires up lawnmower.
Yeah, cooler then.
Well, it
you're not battling
cooler,
the heat. Yeah.
But, I mean, do you feel comfortable mowing your lawn?
Negative. Not at all. No. I saw somebody once, Rockstar, that said if you work out of your home, there's always somebody blowing leaves within 300 yards.
Always.
Final dinner fact for you. In their 2002 World Cup qualifying match against Australia, American Samoa had 19 players out because of passport issues and the under-20 team replacements unavailable due to school exams. As a result, they only fielded one regular player and they lost 31-0, which is tough to do in soccer,
There's
by
the way. There's
a
video of it. It's sad. 31-0.
That's a beatdown.
I don't think they qualified.
Where college football never ends.
Here's Coker with protection. Loads up, looks long, has O.J. Howard behind the defense. He'll make the grab. He's going in. Touchdown, Alabama.
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.